This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Evans with us, and I mentioned the right to work. Rich, did you have a thought, comment about what I said?
I do. And give me a moment to put your question in context, please. Now, regarding unions, I'm going to go off into a tiny tangent, but I think I'm going to prove my point here. And it is a dilemma, but I want to put it in a context that I think most people would think twice about mandatory unions, okay? And that is, let's look at government workers. Government workers, most of them have unions. And their pay, their benefits, their pensions are all so much higher than the private sector for doing much less, for having very little accountability, for having very little attrition. And yet the government has promised them so much pay, benefits, and pensions that there's over $5 trillion of pensions in the red, which these government promises can't deliver. And this is why they're coming to our homes, like we talked about many times in the example that I gave, and it's not just me, it's all over Montana, it's all over every state, where the powers that be are using their state's Department of Revenue to make up amenities for assessment of your homes, like the Montana Department of Revenue did to me, and it was fraud. It was fraud. I mean, that's the bottom line. They say I had a finished basement. I had two finished bathrooms. They even said I was on the grid with corporate electricity. I got none of that stuff. Zero. I mean, there was more stuff that they made up. I had none of that. So they raised my taxes. And after I fought it, they only reduced it like $195. The whole system is corrupt with no accountability. So when you look at all these government workers who are in unions getting all this high pay benefits and pensions that can't be delivered because it's all in the red, they're going to have to hyperinflate the money or do more extortion and fraud like they've been doing, so they can pay government workers more. So I'm a firm believer, and I know this for a fact, that the powers that be gave all these government workers the high pay, the high benefits, and the high pensions for the vote. It was Democrats seeking vote. They don't care about the people. They don't care about the promises. When it's time to pay, they don't care. They got their votes from all these years. And I guarantee you that the majority of government workers vote Democrat because of the high pay, the high pensions, and the high benefits, which is going dry. So when you eliminate supply and demand in free markets and you hire people based on what group, and you lower the bars of standards and expectations, and you continue to insult the work ethic, the ability, and the intelligence of all these people, you continue to degrade and disrespect these people, what's going to happen? More division, more chaos, more infighting. It's all part of the divide and conquer strategy. And this is why the antonym for political correctness, the word truth, is the true definition for political correctness, and that is its antonym. So when you get rid of supply and demand in free markets, and you absolutely mandate that workers have to be part of a union, you're doing the same thing and creating the same problems that started the whole mess. And then the unions get more powerful, and the hierarchy of the unions pocket most of the money, and then you have more subsidies, more special interests, more lobbying, more PAC going to these bigger, powerful organizations. You have less work. You have less people being hired on merit, and that's why the Democrats are always trying to talk down about meritocracy. Meritocracy is what builds nations. It would build supply and demand, free markets. It would build value. But see, when you decrease value and appreciation, especially for work, then nothing matters. And we go into this situation where we're in a deflationary, stagflationary environment where certain prices are going up on certain things because of the money printing and subsidies and special interests and PACs and lobbyists. And there's hardly any free market or supply and demand left because everything is rigged. And then just like the banks, stress test, come on. There's no solvency in banks. And now the people, because of all this, because of all the greed from the hierarchy, from the elites, have created a liquidity issue from banks to the bottom 93% of people. And no one knows what is worth and what is going to be worth in the future. Now, I'm a big proponent of land, enough land that you can grow a garden and raise some animals and have a quality of life and lifestyle. But outside of that, what's going to happen in the future? What value is the dollar going to have if consumer confidence drops, if we lose the petrodollar status, if there becomes an SDR, if there's a special drawing right by the IMF or another corrupt organization, the U.S. dollar is going to lose 40 to 60% of its value overnight. Gold and silver is probably the most manipulated product or commodity in the world. It's totally corrupt. So as we continue to create more unions, more subsidies, more special interests, more lobbying, we devalue everything from the purchasing of it to the law of diminishing returns of it. And what happens? Quality goes down, especially for the little people. And more jobs go to India and China. And then China is getting so powerful, they're literally censoring our free speech. Using Google, who have sold out to China, and especially companies like Microsoft, which is now Google's doing a beta test and to do this special censoring of social scores. And I'm reading a lot that Trump should nationalize the FANGs. And basically, I personally don't think he should. That's one way to go. I think they should just be broken up. I think all those companies should be broken up. And basically, we need to put the interests of the people, the U.S. workforce and the U.S. economy, above the very few elite who want to control everything. So I know I went off into a little tangent there, but our companies have sold out our technology, our economic benefits to the little people, and everything is being purged. We're in a book-burning era, treason, racketeering, censoring speech, freedom of justice, our rights are going. You know, look what they did to InfoWars, to Alex Jones. Alex Jones isn't all those things he says. You know, he's not racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe. all these words don't even have meaning. They're used every day by the mainstream media in order to break our will and make us submissive. The reason why they took Alex Jones off is because he's woken up millions of people around the world. He gives objective facts, he has great guests, and he loves his country. Just like you do, Vince. And the censoring of speech is actually illegal. It's illegal. That's our First Amendment. That's in our Bill of Rights, our Constitution. Freedom of speech is what gave ideas and solutions to America to make us a better place. But when you purge data and you burn books and you censor speech, take away rights, freedoms, and justice, then you have top-down centralized control with no accountability from the governing body. And unions, even though they are a micro example of that, they are. And this is why I think we need to go back to free markets and supply and demand. So I hope I put that in a certain context and perspective that was understandable, but I am for everybody working without the mandate of having to join a union where the lack of control of money, ideology, and money under the table going to special interests, and PACs and lobbyists, all that should be gone. We need citizen review boards overseeing everything. Everything has gotten corrupt. Everybody at the hierarchy levels have been bought and paid for to keep the status quo, to keep chaos, to keep division, distractions, and infighting. These are all tools. I mean, Antifa is basically funded by George Soros and those type of people. Same with the SPLC. All these NGOs, the KKK, for Pete's sakes, was started by the Democrats. Margaret Sanger, who was a diehard Democrat, said we need Planned Parenthood to keep the black population in control. Everything that comes from the mainstream media and these social sites are self-incrimination stations. It's all, everything is false and phony that comes from the top-down organizations. Information has to come from the people. And the people need to have freedom of information, not because it's a law in our Constitution, but we need to think for ourselves. We need to read up. We need to speak up, research up, and vote up. Vince?
Yeah, you know, we're talking about unions, and when we come back, I've got a little story I want to share with you, and I think it may hit home with some of the points that you've made. Rich is with us, offgridmontana.com.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBX. HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, I'd like to tell you a brief story. Back in the 1980s, mid-80s, I worked for a very large credit card bank. And this particular credit card bank was growing every day. And I was I had multiple positions there. I was a computer jockey. I was in charge of a super computer. I was in charge of data communications. And I had a chance to spend a lot of time with an electrician. And he was a union electrician. He was hired as a contractor to do all the wiring within this multiple complex bank campus. And I spent a lot of time with him. He'd be on one ladder, I'd be on another ladder, and we'd do wiring together, and we spent... You know, we would have lunch together. He was just a wonderful person to be around. A little older than I. Lots of experience. Well, I can tell you that as a union electrician, everything was done right. Everything. He would ask me my opinion on how I did things and why I did things the way I did, and I'd ask him the same kinds of questions. And he was really, really excellent at what he did. No shortcuts. No shortcuts. Everything was according to the electrical code. And it was right. And it was safe as could be. And I really respect that. Let's contrast that with a farmhouse that I've been working on with one of my instructor friends. And they had a farmhouse that was renovated, upgraded, modified by a contractor. And I have spent at least 7+ full days. I'm talking about all Saturday or all Sunday, at least 7 full days, actually more than that, working on tracing wiring, finding out why wiring was done wrong, and rewiring it. Now, I'm not an electrician, but I've read the code book. I've been exposed to a wonderful electrician, great mentor, you know, when I was very young. And it was a great experience. So I'm contrasting when you do the job right as the electrician, who I spent time with at the bank, versus trying to pick up the pieces, rewiring this farmhouse because it was wired incorrectly, didn't meet code, was unsafe. Light switches didn't work, outlets didn't work. Okay, wire nuts were put on wrong. Switches were wrong. Receptacles were wrong. Grounds were missing. Neutrals were missing. And it was a nightmare. And it's not fixed yet. Now, was it one contractor that did it? No. It was 3 or 4 generations of guys working on the wiring that messed it up. So I've taken it apart piece by piece by piece, the entire house. Traced every wire with an ohm meter and a volt meter. Every wire so far. I'm still not done. Probably have 3 more days. And to fix it. So what I'm saying is, you know, there's a right way to do things and there's a wrong way to do things. And if you don't know what you're doing, you end up with what I'm trying to fix. So there is a great place for unions in terms of making sure the job is done right. I just wanted to share that with you. And let me give you one more short story. I don't know if you can hear this, but let's see. Let me try this. It's hard to hear, I know. Those are 2 nails. Those are 2 6-penny nails, common nails. And I found them in the most unusual place. Yesterday, a van showed up, a commercial van here at the farm, to be checked for fitness to be used on the roads. One of our locals here bought this van to haul people. Came from out of state, and they just wanted our son to check it out. Our son has this fledgling business, which is automotive mechanics. And so I saw this van, and he was working on it, and I went outside after the broadcast, and I said, "Hey, I want to look at this front wheel. Let's jack it up, and I want to spin the wheel." And it didn't turn right. So let's go look at the other side. It didn't turn right. It was a lot of friction. I said, "Well, let's pull the hubcaps off, the dust caps that hold the grease in for the wheel bearings." They were held in by 2 nails. There are 2 nails holding the front wheels on this commercial vehicle. Go figure. Tell you a little bit more when we come back. Not much more, just a little more.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. "Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health." By Amazon customer. "It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure." Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. sanctions that had been suspended by the 2015 nuclear agreement are back in place against Iran, 3 months after President Trump pulled the United States out of that agreement. This round hits Iran's trade in gold and other precious metals and a wide range of currency transactions. Sanctions due to hit in November will impact Iran's oil exports. President Trump's National Security Advisor John Bolton says the sanctions are already having an impact. In fact, they have since around May.
Because many businesses around the world didn't want to risk losing business in the United States in order to continue to do business with Iran. So the implications are already pretty profound. They'll grow more profound in November when the oil-related sanctions kick in as well.
Bolton spoke on Fox and Friends, and this is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So we're off on a tangent here, but I'm just talking about stupid things. I'm talking about carelessness. I'm talking about people not knowing what they're doing. People doing jobs that they have no right to be doing. People putting our lives at risk because of their stupidity and ignorance. And so I mentioned that these wheel nuts were held on by common sixpenny nails. Makes no sense. And when they pounded the dust cap and the grease cap on this hub on the front wheel of this wheels of this truck. They pounded them, and the head of the nail poked a hole in the aluminum cap, which let the grease out, which would let dust in and water in, which would cause the front wheel bearings to seize up and fail. Now, how would you like that to happen? How would you like to have your front wheels lock up because some jerk used a nail instead of a cotter pin? Okay? How much does a cotter pin cost? I don't know, 50 cents? So, we've seen amazing things. I have not seen yet, not one vehicle that's arrived at our farm that someone brought here that was serviced correctly by the previous guy. Not one. Like the front steering gear held on by common nails. Yeah, instead of cotter pins. The wrong size mufflers being installed by a muffler shop so that the back pressure is increased and the mileage is reduced on a truck. How about the oil change where the guy that does the oil change says, shoot, we don't have an oil filter for this. Well, we just took the oil filter off. I'll tell you what. Let's put the old oil filter back on. Let's put new oil in it. Reusing an oil filter. It makes no sense. How about a worn drive shaft where the universal joints are weak and the drive shaft could fall off? Now, how long is a drive shaft on a truck? 6 feet long. And it's like a piece of pipe 3 inches in diameter. So you're driving along on the interstate and all of a sudden a 6 foot piece of pipe 3 inches in diameter falls off. Because it's from the drive shaft of the truck in front of you. How about the rear brakes not being adjusted properly? So you've got drum brakes on the back of a truck, and they've never been adjusted properly, so the rear brakes don't work. How about that? How about, I mean, really? You've got four wheels on a vehicle. You expect all four brakes to work, right? Well, not necessarily true. How about a guy who puts on new brakes and doesn't bleed the brake lines, right, so that none of the brakes, not the front nor the rear, are operating properly because there's air in the brake system. That's just a tip of the iceberg of what we've seen in the last couple of weeks. Literally, couple of weeks. So I'm thinking, and I've said to my son and my family, I don't want to go on the road because if this is a sample of what's out there, not one vehicle's right. Not one vehicle's safe. How does that happen? Well, I guess the guys at the muffler shop have a right to be a muffler shop. They have a right to work. How about the guys who work on the wheel bearings and the brakes? They've got a right to work. How about the guys who change oil? They've got a right to work. This is complicated. It really is. Now, I really don't want the government telling us that everybody's got to be certified and licensed, but I sure would like to make sure that people who work on cars and electricity and plumbing and heating and cooling and floor joists and ceiling rafters and siding know what in the heck they're doing. But I don't think that's the case. Rich?
Well, what's clearly happening, Vince, is that the American people are going broke.
Yeah.
You know, I remember years ago I was stating a statistic where 60% of Americans don't have $1,000 in savings. And now I'm reading the same statistic where it's up to 69% don't have $1,000 in savings. Almost 80% live paycheck to paycheck. So, and I see that here in Montana. I see it everywhere. You know, are you going to hire a certified person who has all these degrees and stamps to do a job? If you can hire somebody off the street to do the same job, even with poor quality, a lot of people are electing choice B because they're broke. And that's the dilemma that we're in right now. You know, we're not...
Let me address that. So here at the farm, we bought a tire machine. A tire machine is one of those things you go to have your tires changed, and the guy will take the wheel off with the tire on it, put it on the machine, and he'll separate the wheel from the tire. We had to buy one of those. Why? Because I'm not convinced that the people who mount tires do it right. You know, you're supposed to use a lubricant when you change the tires. They don't do that too hard. You know, lubricant's right there. It's right on the side of the tire machine. It's got this kind of like a small mop, a handheld mop, and it's got a liquid lubricant, and you put it on the bead of the tire. That's too hard. They don't do that. So they put the tire on, and they trash the bead of the tire because the tire machine rips up the beat. Well, you know, the new owner of these brand new tires will never see that because they're not allowed in the shop area. So you don't see that these guys who are mounting tires have no idea what they're doing. So they tear up brand new tires. And then that's why we bought a tire machine. And we bought a wheel balancer. Why did we do that? Because we're not convinced anybody knows how to balance wheels right. Why is that? Because the proof of that is the vehicles that show up here have out-of-balance wheels. They've got wheel weights on them, but they're out of balance. They're scalloped. Why? Because the wheels haven't been balanced right. So I'm not willing to put a $100 tire or a $200 tire on a vehicle and trust some know-nothing to balance them or mount them. I'm not willing, and I'm certainly not willing to put my family in a vehicle that where a know-nothing guy or gal has worked on it. I got to do it myself. Can you imagine? Rich Sheehan, we're talking about having to buy a tire machine and a wheel balancer to get the job done right. That's how far I think we have fallen.
Well, you've heard me talk many, many times about the lowering of bars of standards and expectations for getting a job in America. And this is what's happened. When that goes, when you take away the appreciation and the value for a job, and people are hired based on what group they're in, for example, you know, I don't see people caring anymore.
Okay, let me address that too.
This is what's happening, Vince. It's the bars of standards and expectations have gone so low that people are giving up, and that's why there's so much despair.
All right, let me address that. So, we tell a lot of stories here, right? So our son sets up this shop. How does it happen? Well, some guy says, hey, can you change my oil? And our son says, sure. Then he tells another guy, hey, you know, these guys really do a great job over there. They are meticulous. They're perfectionists. It takes 2 hours for a 15-minute oil change because they check everything under the car. So they tell another person. Now, all of a sudden, there are lots of vehicles here at the farm. Now, what does that do in the local village? Well, we were hated to begin with, but those who didn't hate us to begin with now hate us because they're losing business to a guy, our 25-year-old son. He's not advertising to anybody. He's not saying, hey, get your oil changed here. He's not doing any of that. It's just happening. It's happening because he does a better job for less money. And so the guys who are ripping off and not treating their customers fairly and not being conscientious about their work hate him because he's eating their lunch. Not that he's trying to, it's just these vehicles keep showing up from word of mouth. So when you talk about lowering the bars and standards, our son is raising them, and some people appreciate that. I certainly do. There's not one guy, I would bring our vehicle to knowing that it was serviced right, other than our son. Not one. That's how far we have fallen in our neck of the woods, but is all my opinion, right?
Big corporate oligarchy is the fascist system that's protected by the, you know, big government. And, you know, like that article you sent me this morning about how the board members are in charge of, you know, a very small amount of companies, and they go from company to company, and, you know, it's all part of the fascist system. Well, when the fascist system just goes for profits, and I know we're talking about smaller businesses in your example, but when businesses just go for profit and everything is smoke and mirrors, quality goes down. And that's what everybody's trying to do right now is get profit. You know, they see citizen rights depleting, mass surveillance, censorship, secret wars, secret societies, secret courts, pedophilia running rampant, and accountability for elite groups is non-existent. And I think people are looking at an end game, and everybody's scrambling. They see no savings, more debt, less credit, less freedom, more bureaucracy, violence, brainwashing. I think, you know, corrupt lawyers, untrustworthy, divisive warmongers. I can go on and on and on. I think people are seeing that we're in an unsustainable situations with headwinds that are not going to be creating future rates of growth, especially with the debt loads that we're carrying. And I think people are seeing and reading the tea leaves, and they're saying, okay, let me get as much business as I can. Let me get out of debt as much as I can, because when this all comes down, it's going to be awful. And I think people are seeing this. Now, I think what Trump is doing, he's trying to possibly bring back manufacturing. Is it going to be too little, too late? Most likely. But I think he's trying his best to create a situation that when we lose our petrol dollar, that we have American manufacturing, especially oil and natural gas. That's going to be one of our big industries here in the future, in the very near future, probably 2 years, we'll be number one, even in exports for that. So I think, the good people at the top realize that we have to change the way business has been done. And being a society where we're 70% consumptive for growth is not going to carry us in the future. We need to have a balance with everything, a balance with manufacturing, a balance with being consumers, a balance with savings, a balance with debt. That's what America needs to go back to, and we've lost that. Vince?
A couple comments. you know, that article that we're talking about is on Zero Hedge, and it's visualizing how 50 of the largest companies in the United States are connected through the board of directors. A couple quick comments. This is really, really significant. This is a big deal. It's a huge deal.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat. And then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows, and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So we're talking about an article on Zero Hedge, and it says visualizing how the 50 largest companies are connected. And the term that they're using is corporate overlap. And it says to locate a qualified candidate, one option is to hire someone that already has experience working on a corporate, big corporate board. And because it's a part-time gig, people can actually be on multiple boards at once. Now, I ran against a guy who was on the board of the electric cooperative, and he was running against me to be on the board of the local fire department. He beat me on the electric cooperative. I'm not on the board yet, but I'm still trying. And I believe he's on the fire board. So here's a local guy in the middle of nowhere in Missouri, and I believe he's on two boards. Now, corporate overlap used to be called interlocking board of directorates when I went to school. And so I'm looking at this chart at zerohedge.com, which is the one that Rich mentioned, and it's this big circle, and it shows pathways from one large corporation to another. And if I'm reading it right, Walmart has a corporate tie to Merck & Company through the board of directors, Apple to J.P. Morgan, Citigroup to Comcast, Facebook to Walt Disney, Johnson & Johnson to IBM, and Kraft Heinz to McDonald's. So, and if you look at these boards and you look at the companies that are interlocking through their board of directors, you will see that it makes perfect sense if you want to control the world. It's unbelievable. So if I can ever get my login to work to the website, which isn't working, because my login won't let me get in there, I will post this at USA Prepares. Rich, this is a big deal. These large boards have global control. And I believe if you've got board members that sit on multiple boards, there's a tremendous possibility for collusion.
Absolutely. Well, look at all the insider trading that's been going on with the selling of stocks lately. You know, we all know that Zuckerberg, before his big decline, sold a bunch of stock. I mean, this is all, they trade propaganda and techniques for stock buybacks, basically ideas and solutions, not for the people, but for the elite within the organizations.
You mentioned Dianne Feinstein, right? And her tie to having a spy, a Chinese spy, what, in her home for 20 years. So her husband is, am I correct that her husband was investing in China? Did she come home and say, honey, I can't talk about China. I can't talk about it. You know, it, well, just please, just a little bit. Just tell me a little bit, just a little bit. Yeah, I mean, is that a good place where we should invest? Can't tell you. Do you think that that happened, or do you think she said, honey, whoa, listen, I got to tell you, buy China, buy China, buy China, because it's going to be big. We'll make a killing. And these parasites, also known as politicians, say things like, I'm fighting for you. Really? They're not. Well, they're fighting to steal from us, that's for sure. But are they fighting to help us? I don't think so. They claim they are. They claim they are. So that's probably a great case to study. Dianne Feinstein, yeah, U.S. Senator, Democrat, California. Rich, you bring up a lot of really, really, really good points. And the more I look into these kinds of things, the more disgusted I am with humanity. The more I keep thinking about this one thing, this financial theory that I helped put together, or that I put together when I was in college back in the 70s. And that theory revolved around one thing, the sum of all individual greed. The sum of all individual greed. And I could actually predict how the stock market was going to do based on what I called the sum of all individual greed. It's alive and well, working right now, the sum of all individual greed. Your comments?
Well, the treasonous class needs citizen review boards at every level. It's up to the people to demand it.
Yeah. And, you know, I think showing up at their houses saying, hey, sorry I missed you, and leave a note on the door. I'll be back. You know, I'll check back. I just want to say hi. I'm talking about visiting the treasonous class. I think it's a great idea. You know, be polite. Just give them your point of view. Richita, thanks so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure.
Montana.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This psychologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.